recommending shareholders take that offer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 140 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is Kansas Public Radio.
For some Kansas high school kids, math...
Well, hello, dearest listeners of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for being here this morning. We had a few technical difficulties, so I thought some Julia Fisher Bach might be really nice to listen to. We are thankfully back up and running and going to get back to the music here in just a moment. I've got Mozart's Clarinet Quintet. I know we were listening to some beautiful Bach minuets, so I'll see about getting those back in there. So this Mozart Clarinet Quintet here on KPR, I've got Harold Wright on clarinet, Alexander Schneider on violin, Isidore Cohen on violin as well. Hey, two violins. I guess that does make a quartet. Samuel Rhodes viola and Leslie Parnas on cello. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here this morning. Let's listen to some Mozart. Well, that was Haydn's Trumpet Concerto here on KPR, not the Mozart Clarinet Quintet. Still a great trumpet concerto. Max Pummer, the new Bach Collegium of Leipzig, and Ludwig Guttler on trumpet. I am Destiny, coming to you from KPR in a different studio, and I promise you, now all the files are in order, and this Mozart Clarinet Quintet is going to play for us, and then I'm going to move back into my other studio and hope that all goes well. So keep your fingers crossed over this next half an hour of music, folks. Again, this clarinet quintet is with Harold Wright on the clarinet, Alexander Schneider and Isidore Cohen on violin, Samuel Rhodes on viola, and Leslie Parnas on cello. Thanks for being here for our really fun, wacky Wednesday morning on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Clarinet Quintet here on Kansas Public Radio, a CBS Sony record that I actually hadn't heard before. That featured Harold Wright on clarinet, Alexander Schneider on violin along with Isidore Cohen, Samuel Rhodes on viola, and Leslie Parnas on cello. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here during this fun, wacky morning of music. Hopefully all goes well next hour. And, you know, I've got The Barber of Seville by Rossini. That's a fun opener, so don't go anywhere for that. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU. KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or, you know, if you've got a smart speaker, an app, anything like that, you can check us out on the KPR app. You can tell Alexa, Alexa, play Kansas Public Radio. It's very fun. The weather is supposed to be unseasonably warm today. I am hopeful that we are going to get that warmer weather. It's about 44 right now in Lawrence. NPR News is coming up next, and then more music for you. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva.
And separate Palestinians from Israeli troops, who still occupy more than half of Gaza. Azerbaijan's president recently appeared to rule out of his country's participation in the force, calling it a, quote, Arab affair. Anas Baba, NPR News, Gaza City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating 100 years of giving for good. More at mott.org/100. This is Kansas Public Radio. Rossini's Barber of Seville Overture here on Kansas Public Radio. Ricardo Chailly conducting the Orchestra of La Scala Milan. Hi there. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. We have been having a really fun, wacky morning. It's about 50 degrees out, and I have some sponsors to thank. I didn't get a chance to thank last hour. You know, they keep us on the radio, and if you would like to help support KPR, literally to keep us on the air, go to kansaspublicradio.org and become a sustaining member. It's fun. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles Tuesday, February 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And of course, I must thank the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And you know what I think is sustainable? Beethoven! We are going to listen to one of his epic and most famous violin sonatas right now. Violin Sonata Number 9, The Kreutzer by Beethoven. I've got Pinchas Zukerman on violin and Mark Nykrug on piano. Sit back and enjoy here on KPR. Beethoven's Violin Sonata Number 9 here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. That was known as the Kreutzer Sonata. Pinchas Zukerman on violin and Mark Nykrug on piano. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. We have breached the 50-degree mark, folks. It is now 52 and sunny. Very warm indeed. I opened this hour with the Barber of Seville, and I thought, I wonder if there are any other barbers. Well, besides Samuel, there is a Barber of Baghdad. Indeed, there is. Did you know that? Well, it's an overture, and it's by Peter Cornelius, and we are going to listen to Adrian Bolt conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra right now on KPR. Peter Cornelius' Barber of Baghdad overture, maybe one you haven't heard before, an old recording there with Adrian Bolt and the BBC Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. This is Kansas Public Radio. More music coming up.
Already broken by decades of addiction is working to rebuild their lives and their homes.
It's an accomplishment. It's purpose-driven. So that's where I want to start, in the excitement of putting walls up. These are the first, but they definitely won't be the last.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, Signs of Hope in the Small Town of Lodge Grass, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here on KPR, weekdays starting at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I've got to tell you about this week's Classics Live tomorrow night, actually, at 7. It features a recital from the Doreen Morandi recital series of last spring, 88 Squared. Yeah, piano duo of Karen and Jeffrey Savage. Get it? 88 keys. Debussy, Rachmaninoff, Amy Beach, The Wizard of Oz, and more. That's Classics Live, Thursday night at 7, with a repeat broadcast Monday evening at 8. NPR News up next, and then more music. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United Kingdom says it provided support to a U.S. military operation to seize an oil tanker in the North Atlantic, one of two such operations today, targeting Venezuela-linked ships. The other was in the Caribbean. NPR's Lauren Frayer has the latest from London.
The UK Ministry of Defense says it let the US military launch this attack from British military bases and provided surveillance support. UK Defense Secretary John Healey says the ship had a, quote, nefarious history, part of a Russian-Iranian axis of sanctions evasion. The US says it had been monitoring the ship for weeks after its crew rebuffed attempts to board it in the Caribbean. It then changed course toward Europe and changed its flag to a Russian one. Russia's transportation ministry reacted by saying no government has the right to use force against another ship. The U.S. seized the ship between Iceland and Scotland, citing what it says are violations of U.S. sanctions on Venezuelan oil. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has just attended a closed-door briefing with members of Congress. He later addressed reporters about the Venezuela operation over the weekend and U.S. interests in that country's oil.
It's not just saying or speculating it's going to happen. It's already happening. Like the oil arrangement that we've made with PDVSA on their sanctioned oil that they can't move. Understand, they are not generating any revenue from their oil right now. They can't move it unless we allow it to move because we have sanctions, because we're enforcing those sanctions. This is tremendous leverage.
European leaders have raised concerns about President Trump's threat that he wants to now gain control of Greenland and its resources. Rubio says, quote, if the president identifies a threat to the national security of the United States, every president retains the option to address it through military means, end quote. The administration says it's freezing billions of dollars in low-income aid for five Democratic-led states. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has more.
The funding freeze is for California, Colorado, Minnesota, Illinois, and New York. The biggest chunk is $7 billion for cash assistance, plus money to help families with child care and other social services. A Health and Human Services official confirmed the move to NPR, but did not say why only these states. The New York Post first reported the freeze, citing claims the money was going to migrants who are in the U.S. illegally, but with no specific evidence. This all follows a wider freeze on child care funding after a right-wing media influencer put a spotlight on alleged welfare fraud in Minnesota. On X, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand accused the administration of political retribution. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 71 points at 49,390. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. With its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Now that was kind of funny. A Scott Joplin concert waltz. I thought a little humor into our 11 a.m. hour might be nice. Here on Kansas Public Radio, the Avatar Brass Quintet. I need to find out who that group is. A Haydn symphony is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I thought a good morning music ender would be, drum roll please, the Haydn symphony number 103. The drum roll. That was my really cheesy joke. Right now, though, I am really excited to play for you something by double bassist Edgar Meyer. He is amazing. That guy can play anything. He's also a composer, and he also happens to be a really nice person. I always think it's important to point out when, you know, musicians are really nice people. I've got a recording here of him playing the Bottesini Bass Concerto. You know, we hear concerti all the time from violinists and cellists and pianists. How about the double bass with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and Hugh Wolf? All right, I want to say raise your hands and clap for clap for the radio. This is Edgar Meyer on double bass here on KPR playing Bottesini's Double Bass Concerto number 2. Enjoy. Wow. Did you hear that? Here on Kansas Public Radio, Edgar Meyer on the double bass. Do you know how hard it is to play the double bass that fast? And did you hear how high he got up on the bass and that cadenza with those harmonics? It almost sounded like he was playing the violin. Ah, gets me excited. I love Edgar Meyer. I think he's brilliant. That was the Bottesini Double Bass Concerto No. 2, and he was accompanied by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra with Hugh Wolf conducting. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and our community spotlight this month is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org. And now, drum roll, please. It is Haydn Symphony. Yes, indeed, it is. Number 103. This recording is with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic right now for you on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn's Drumroll Symphony, number 103, here on Kansas Public Radio. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic. Thanks for being here with me this morning. NPR News is up next, and then Jeff will have more classical music for you in the afternoon. I appreciate you being here. Tomorrow there will be more music, too, so keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio.
On the Crow Reservation in Montana, one community broken by decades of addiction is working to rebuild their lives and their homes.
It's an accomplishment. It's purpose-driven, so that's where I want to start, in the excitement of putting walls up. These are the first, but they definitely won't be the last.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, Signs of Hope in the small town of Lodge Grass, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR starting at 3 p.m. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is noon here in Lawrence and 59 degrees, 1 degree away from 60. Supposedly, we might get thunderstorms tomorrow, but hopefully some rain would be nice. I hope you all have a great rest of your afternoon. NPR News is coming up next, and then Jeff Watson with more music. This is Kansas Public Radio.